Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you got a little extra of the bells today because the button wouldn't work. I kept pushing it. But, you know, no worries. Having extra bells is a good thing. And for those of you who listen to the show all the time, you do know that those are the bells from down at the mission in San Juan Capistrano. And for you who maybe are just tuning in for the first time, this is Reverend Marcianne, and that bell tower is huge at that mission. Those bells are bigger than I am. They're huge, and they're just glorious when they're ringing together. They ring them for special events and celebrations and weddings, and so I love to use them here on my show, because pretty much what we're doing right now and giving a daily word from the Lord is just getting blessed. And today is a specially blessed day because God is reminding us again how much He loves us. The word from God for today. Let me be your God fully and truly. Let your heart's desire be to do my will. I have a plan and a purpose for each day of your mortal life, and I will be your first love. And our relationship is rooted and grounded in my infinite, unconditional love for you. My son Jesus, excuse me just a minute. Sorry. My son Jesus said that his greatest joy was in living in the vibrating comfort of my presence within him. And now you are my glory on the earth, reflecting my joyous light as you live in increasing knowledge and agreement with me. I am known by how you are known. So we're God's example down here on earth. And Ephesians 3 says, be filled with the fullness of God, who is able to do exceedingly abundant over all we can think or ask, according to the amount of God's power that is working in us. And Psalm 16 says, my heart is glad, and my flesh shall rest in hope. We all have a different measure of God's Spirit working in us, and the goal is to get to the fullness of God's Spirit, which is the Christ consciousness, where we would then be able to be a son of God in full manifestation like Jesus was. And God just wants to encourage us because we are loved in an unconditional love. We really don't know what that is like, but it's forever. It doesn't matter what we do, we are loved. And with that thought, I'm going to ring the bells again for just a moment. We are loved.